This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Happy 4th of July, America. I'm Alexander Garrett, producer for Kevin McCullough Radio, presenting this Best of Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
On a day where we honor our beautiful country, the country of America, I thought how great it would be to flip it back to when Kevin McCullough just a couple weeks ago was live from Orlando, Florida at Amway Arena when President Trump announced his re-election campaign on June 18th.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
It really was a hot, summery day in Orlando, Florida when President Trump took the stage at about 8 p.m. at night and announced after 90 minutes he would be running for re-election. Well, Kevin McCullough got the chance to be there, and let's take you to that moment right now, starting with Eric Trump.
The campaign for President Trump called me
late last week. And only 2 weeks ago they even decided to do this date. But they called and they said, Kevin, your listeners make a difference in the world. They make a difference in the people that they talk to. We'd like you to be our guest at the announcement ceremony of the president saying he's going to run for re-election. There are only a handful of broadcasters that have been invited here. In fact, not even the full Salem lineup has been invited to come. So this is a rather special honor, and I feel deeply grateful for the recognition and for the chance to do it. And sitting across the table from me now, and it's good to have him in person, last couple of times we've spoken, it was by phone, but none other than the son of the president, Eric Trump, rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Eric, thanks for making time and for coming out in this hot, kind of muggy afternoon. But what do you think of those 50,000 people sitting behind you on the grass?
Hey, Kevin, you can probably hear them behind me right now. It is absolutely incredible out here. You've got, as you said, probably 50,000 people out here, and people are chanting USA, 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 and the patriotism that you see out here is incredible. People here love this country. They love the direction of this country. They love what's happening with this country. Our economy's on fire. You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article this morning. Europe is growing at 0.4%. America is growing at 4%. We are growing at 10 times the speed of Europe. We are beating the pants off of the entire world in terms of economic growth, in terms of military might. We're respected again. We're not getting totally beaten up and used by China, by Mexico, by everybody else. We're bringing jobs back. We finally have a cheerleader as commander-in-chief. We're paying less in taxes as a country. You know, we have less regulation. Business is coming back. Consumer confidence is at an all-time high. We finally have a military again, right? I mean, under last administration, Kevin, you know this better than anybody, they were going to literally museums to borrow parts of museum airplanes to get our F-16s and other fighter planes airborne. Now, every day you see another F-35 coming off the line. I mean, our country is back. We're respected again. We're great economically again. We've got the lowest unemployment in the history of our nation. Wages are growing. My father has done everything he said he was going to do, and that's why people support him.
Right. Well, I think he has certainly has done everything that was within his power to do. In fact, I was on a conference call last night with Senator Graham, and he was recounting all of the things that your dad has kind of had to go alone on. For instance, deregulation. There weren't any Democrats that were going to vote to deregulate anything, so he had to do it, undoing the executive orders one by one from the Obama administration that assaulted small business. When he was able to get his Republican allies in the Congress to work with him. He got tax reform done. He's, taken a swipe at immigration reform several times and had varying degrees of success. But it's a mandate, is it not, Eric, for us to not only get out and get him reelected, but to give him the partners he needs in the House of Representatives to get the final few things on the agenda over the finish line.
There's no question about it. I mean, if you look at the amount of fights that he's taken on by himself and won, it's incredible. I mean, look at the southern border, for instance, right? That is such an easy problem for us to solve. He always jokes that it would take 10 minutes. I actually think it might take less than 10 minutes, right? I mean, you build a wall, you fix the legal immigration system, you make the illegal, you know, situation much worse, right? You can fix immigration very simply. No one on the other side wants to do a damn thing about it. They don't want to help at all. So guess what? He has to use other means. He has to use Mexico. He has to use a lot of other means that he has at his disposal.
Right.
But they just make his life incredibly difficult by not wanting to do anything. But despite that, he battles through. The man's incredible, Kevin. He doesn't stop.
He's a jackhammer.
That's the guy I always told you. I mean, how many times did you and I speak running up to the election? That's the guy I told you you were going to get. The guy is an absolute animal. He never stops. He'll never, ever stop fighting. He's the one guy in this country that did not need this damn job. I mean, he didn't, and he took it on because the country was going to hell. I mean, he's asking for $5 billion for a border wall, yet Biden and Obama gave $150 billion to a country that hates our guts. They gave $150 billion to Iran, which right now is putting mines on the side of oil tankers and blowing them up.
Right.
But he can't get $5 billion to keep our nation secure on our southern border. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This is what he's up against. He's up against a corrupt media. He's up against career politicians. Hey, I'm no spring chicken, but Biden was in the Senate longer than I've been alive, if you can believe that, right? And then Kevin, he blames the problems of this nation on my father. I mean, joke, right? I mean, this guy was in the Senate for 36 years. He was vice president for 8 years, and he blames the problems on my father, a guy who came out of real estate about 3 years ago. I mean, it's an absolute joke. These politicians are an absolute joke.
Let's talk about your dad's use of strategy, because if there's been one thing that everyone has underestimated him on, it's oftentimes what they think he's doing is the opposite of what he actually gets done, and they all react to the pump fake when he's actually setting someone up to make a behind-the-back pass. Let's talk about Mexico, for example. It was Senator Graham's opinion on a call that I was on last night that because your dad has been as tough as he has with China and saying we're not going to compromise on this, that it caused Mexico, when he threatened those tariffs, to immediately come to the table and say, okay, you've got our attention. Talk about the multilateral strategies that he's got in play with Iran and North Korea and Russia, etc.
Sure. Well, he's going to make damn sure that Iran doesn't get a bomb because they're a country that does not like us, right? And they've never liked
or
us.
Our
they've
allies.
Never, yeah. You know, they've never wanted anything good for us. And you know, you have Biden that goes out a couple weeks ago and says that, you know, China is a very nice nation and they are no competitor to the United States. Yet every single day they're sending another fighter plane off the line. They're sending, you know, they're launching another warship. They're taking another island in, you know, the South China Sea. They're, you know, stealing our intellectual property. Every year they steal $1 trillion worth of U.S. intellectual property. There's also another $800 billion of trade deficit with China. And you know, Biden's out there saying that they're, you know, nice, wonderful people who only want the best for the United States and are not competitors of the U.S. And I mean, anybody who says that just has bad judgment. No different than anybody who would give $150 billion to Iran.
Well, he also doesn't bring up the fact that China has given his son a small amount of wealth in contracts, etc. I mean, the corruption double standard there is incredible.
Kevin, could you imagine if I got $1.5 billion from China? Or by the way, there's a lot of other stories on that family, some of which I won't even get into. But
right.
Could you imagine if, you know, I got thrown out of the Navy?
Yeah.
Or
oh my goodness!
Could you imagine what they like? The media doesn't even talk about these stories. They don't even mention it. I mean, the hypocrisy of the whole thing is incredible. And you know what? Americans are really smart, and they read through the garbage, and they see the fake media, and they see how we're all attacked every single day. And listen, my father's done this for all the right reasons. As I said to you before, he's the one guy that did not need this job. But
right.
He saw America going down the tube. He saw us losing at everything we were doing. And you know what? It's amazing. 3 years later, we're winning at absolutely everything. And that's why you see 50,000 people behind us. That's why you see patriotism in this country like you've never seen before. People are they're carrying the American flag as they're going into the arena. They're proud of our country. They're proud that we're the greatest superpower in the history of the world, and we're going to remain that way because somebody's fighting for them and somebody's fighting for this country again.
Couldn't agree
under
more.
Under past administrations, Kevin, it wasn't going to stay that way.
Couldn't agree more. And, Eric, you've been so kind with your time and thankful to get updates from you. Thanks for stopping by today on this historic day. Best wishes to you, Dad, the whole family. It's going to be a historic night, and we're going to be there cheering you on.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kevin. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
All right. Eric Trump live from Orlando. As we carry on, we've got a stellar all-access pass to behind the scenes at the Trump rally tonight. And let me just say thank you to Kayleigh McEnany and the Trump campaign for inviting me. I'm one of the very few local shows in all of America that was invited, but honored to be here. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to tell you that in order to be healthy today, you need to eat 10 platefuls of 31 different fruits and vegetables, how many of you would do it? Show of hands. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're saying, Kev, how can I possibly buy, clean, prepare all 31 fruits and veggies for consumption and then have the time to do anything else? Well, you probably wouldn't. But guess who could get you all of that nutrition into your system today? Much, much easier. That's right. Balance of Nature, because that's the amount of nutrition you get when you take the basic three veggies and three fruits dose of your Balance of Nature capsules.
They're just dehydrated vegetables with all of the nutrition included in vegetarian capsules. Tens of thousands of chemical vital nutrients are made when they work together. And right now you can see how good they work, because from now until July 4th, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping for your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. But they're going to give you $10 off any additional set you might get, you know, in case you need some extra or you want to give them to mom or dad or whoever. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com, and use the promo code KMC. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net, or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back inside to Kevin McCullough Radio. I am Alexander Garrett. Indeed, we are discussing Decision 2020. And for any of these interviews that you miss, you sure can find them under the Decision 2020 playlist on SoundCloud. Just search KMC Radio, Kevin McCullough Radio, and all Decision 2020 interviews are posted there, including with Eric Trump and Laura Trump and others throughout the year so far. But let's go back to Amway Arena and revisit Kevin's interview with Mike Lindell, the CEO and founder of MyPillow.
At the Kevin McCullough Radio table, Mike Lindell, America's favorite entrepreneur, is back with us. Mike, it's so good to see you. You see with your own eyes the 50,000 people sitting here on the lawn. They've been sitting here through sweaty sunshine, a little bit of muggy rain this afternoon, and there's only one thing on their mind, and that is to help President Trump announce his re-election this afternoon. What are your thoughts as you've stepped into the mayhem here?
I just see total joy. It's just amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And Kevin, you think back to 2016, we were together and we all went in with faith. We had faith. And now to look at these people, all the people, and say, we're all just, all of us out here are just going, look what happened. We were right. We were right, Kevin.
Well, you know what's interesting, and I'm sitting right across the table from our colleague Sebastian Gorka, and my boss Phil Boyce is here, and I was just thinking back to our trip in Israel, Mike, and you and I were talking about, that was about a year before the 16 election, and we were talking about why America was at a unique crossroads that really needed maybe more of a CEO than a politician to be the president. Explain what you meant by that, and what was it about Trump in that time that you saw coming of age?
Well, you know, for me, it was not only the fact that I was a CEO, but also, Kevin, I was an ex-crack addict. So I was, it was like somebody coming out of a coma after my years of cocaine and crack addiction. I'm going, you know, just a few years earlier, where all of a sudden I'm going, remember I asked you, I said, Kevin, what's a liberal? What's a conservative? What's a,
right.
What's a Republican? What's a Democrat? And I thought, you know what? What we need is common sense. And I was just... let's try something different. I'll tell you what, the same input over and over again always gets the same output. And I think the USA has been stuck in it for 50 years and even longer at different, where now this is a revival. This is a spiritual revival. It's a demo. It's of our democracy. It's a revival. I mean, November 8, 2016, God gave us grace and gave us another chance to get people, to save people, and to save this country.
One of the things that he has focused on a great deal in his time in office is helping people that you care about, and that's those that are impacted by the opioid crisis. How big of a difference has it been that the president came in and got that legislation done and started talking to private sector people like yourself about what we should be doing by way of solving this dreadful, dreadful crisis?
Right. Well, that's been right in my wheelhouse. And, all the other things, the unemployment, the high stock market, those are huge bonuses. But you're right, Kevin. One of the biggest problems in our country is the opiate epidemic. And I was there when he signed that bill. So many things plug right into what I'm doing and a lot of people in the private sector where I'm helping the addiction. My recovery network, my own Lindale Recovery Network is coming out in a couple short months. And then you're going to see just a huge, huge hope. It's going to give, right now, the president gave us hope, and I'll tell you what, we're going to beat this as fast as it came on. It's going to be gone even faster, and I really believe that. I think that, they did a, the friends that I have, everybody knows someone that's died from opiates now, but now there is hope. Before we had no hope. The hope is there, and the help is there, and the help, you're going to see so much help because so many people have gotten involved now because of this president, because of our amazing
and
president.
What's amazing is the 24 people on the other side are acting like this isn't even a problem. They're acting like the problem doesn't even exist. I haven't heard a single one of them take on the issue, and you would think specifically about cities where you have high Democratic populations and people that vote Democratic, you know that those are some of the places where the addiction is the worst, especially in our inner cities. So I would think that they would all have plans to address this, but not a single one of them do, Mike Lindell.
Right, and you know why they don't? Because they have nothing to run on. I mean, everything else has been addressed. They don't want to get the word out that actually we're helping that too. But I'll tell you, Kevin, you mark my words. I'm going to spend the next year and a half. Every single person in this country is going to know what the president's doing for the inner city and for addiction and for the opiate crisis. That word is going to get out there. I got a big mouth, Kevin, and I'm going to get the word out.
Oh, Mike Lindell, I love your big mouth because it is a joy to have you as an American, just living the American experience. And if people haven't heard your story, go to MyPillow.com, go to MichaelJLindell.com, look up Google Mike's video of his story that was produced a couple of years ago in his home state of Minnesota. It is really inspiring stuff. Mike, real quickly, as a CEO, obviously the president's a CEO. He's had an agenda. He's had things that, he's budgeted and he wants to get done and so forth. He's gotten 87 of his promises kept. What do you think is the one or two major things he has to take on as the major initiative in the 2020 cycle?
Well, you just named it, the opiate crisis, and you tie that together with the wall. I mean, the drugs coming across, they, 100%, these drugs, they need to be stopped. That wall, you will stop them. You need to enforce that. We're not even talking about the illegal. We're talking about the drugs and the opiate crisis. And that's one huge thing. And the wall, obviously the wall goes in, with the illegals too and everything going on there. But I think that's one huge issue. And then there's nothing, Yeah, all the other promises are either started. All of them have either been finished in spite of all the pushback and negativity, and yet every day getting attacked. From the economy, everything is so good. But you know what? We were in bad straits for so long. I think people are going. So many people are happy. That's what I worry about, Kevin. Is that people become complacent that voted?
No, and what's proof that they're not going to, Mike? Everybody sitting behind you in that field right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You add up all of the Democratic appearances in 2019 in the state of Florida. I don't think all of their campaigns together put as many people as are sitting right behind you right now in the field right outside Amway Center.
Absolutely.
Mike Lindell, a pleasure to have you.
We can't get complacent. We can't get complacent. God bless you, Kevin.
Got to stay fired up. Mike Lindell, live from the Amway Center. The Trump announcement rally continues on Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to tell you that in order to be healthy today, you needed to eat 10 platefuls of 31 different fruits and vegetables, how many of you would do it? Show of hands. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're saying, Kev, how can I possibly buy, clean, prepare all 31 fruits and veggies for consumption and then have the time to do anything else? Well, you probably wouldn't. But guess who could get you all of that nutrition into your system today? Much, much easier. That's right. Balance of Nature, because that's the amount of nutrition you get when you take the basic three veggies and three fruits dose of your Balance of Nature capsules. They're just dehydrated vegetables with all of the nutrition included in vegetarian capsules. Tens of thousands of chemical vital nutrients are made when they work together. And right now you can see how good they work, because from now until July 4th, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping for your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, but they're going to give you $10 off any additional set you might get, you know, in case you need some extra or you want to give them to mom or dad or whoever. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com, and use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648, 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm Alexander Garrett, producer for Kevin McCullough Radio. This is the best of Kevin McCullough Radio. Hope you're having a great Independence Day.
We're speaking with John Pence, the nephew of the vice president. And John, I know that in reading your Twitter feed, we within the Salem talk show host world yesterday just had a private conference call with the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, and he is very, very burdened about the situation going on in Venezuela right now. Why is it important that Donald Trump be president as it pertains to the Venezuelan problem, as opposed to, say, a Bernie Sanders or a Joe Biden?
Well, look at what Bernie Sanders has done in Latin America. He's kissed the ring of dictators for decades in Ortega and Nicaragua. And he's, you know, played nice with Chavez of Venezuela. But President Trump's going to stand up for freedom and democracy. And that's exactly what he's doing in Venezuela. And it's making a difference because the people of Venezuela also want freedom and democracy. They have an interim president that's, you know, been something pursuant to their own constitution. And President Trump, Vice President Pence have been very vocal about supporting the people in their quest for freedom and democracy down in Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you, why are you so passionate about this particular issue?
Sure. So I've lived in Latin America. I speak Spanish fluently. So I've been going out and getting on radio and getting on TV and saying, hey, America first doesn't mean America alone. And when our neighbors in Latin America suffer, we too suffer here on the crisis at our border. Those caravans, some of which have been funded by a dictator down in Venezuela, you know, it's interconnected. When it happens in our backyard, we better pay attention.
I couldn't agree with you more. John, what other issues besides, you're a millennial, I'm assuming, in your age range, what other issues are important to your voting demographic in the 2020 election? What are people looking for by way of who they're going to send to the White House in 2020?
Well, we want to have our own money in our pocket. You know, I think there's this misconception about we want free things. I think we just want good opportunities and good jobs as we start families and kind of, you know, plan our roots down in different communities. You know, having that personal economy and freedom to grow and pursue the American dream is something I deeply care about.
Yeah. Do me one favor, because we're heard in New York City, and there's a lot of Spanish-speaking folks in New York. What is your opinion as to what President Trump's vision for the Latino American community for the next 4 years, should he be reelected? And answer me in Spanish.
Sure. Yo diría que la visión que tiene nuestro presidente Trump es la misma visión que tiene por todos los ciudadanos estadounidenses. Es decir, que estamos con ustedes, queremos una economía fuerte, seguridad y prosperidad para todos, y no les importa que eres un hispanohablante o lo que sea.
I understood prosper.
It's a vision for everyone, and the same vision that applies for prosperity and security. For a Spanish speaker or otherwise, it's the same vision he wants for all Americans.
No, I think that's well said. And if we are successful in staying with Venezuela for a second, I think that has very positive ramifications for Iran and for North Korea and for Russia. And I don't know what kind of foreign policy wonk you may or may not profess to be, but I think dealing with Maduro in a firm way will send a positive message to other thugs across the world.
Sure. I think we stand up to what's right, and we stand up against what's wrong, and that's what President Trump's doing. He's showing what American leadership looks like at home and abroad.
One of the things that they're going to be voting on here, too, is should they let non-citizens vote in the Florida elections. And I'm curious as to you, to your thoughts, and particularly how Latin American legal citizens of America would view such a measure being put on a state ballot.
No, I haven't really thought about that, you know, what that would mean. But I can tell you that Latin Americans, I was talking actually, I did Spanish radio yesterday, and a lot of people from Latin America are Republicans, or as someone who speaks Spanish and is Latin American himself, Puerto Rican, says they're either Republican or they're confused. That we, as a party, Republican, limited government, freedom-loving, and care about the rule of law and family. I think that message is bodes well for all communities and you know, throughout Latin America.
Well, I'm interested to see what the president's going to say tonight. I don't think there's any real mystery that he's going to announce that he wants to be president for another 4 years, and he's certainly going to make a lot of people happy when he does that. And as the crowds continue to just pour in, I mean, and they're coming from all over. I mean, my flight down today from the very liberal tri-state region, from the very liberal state of New Jersey, Newark Airport, I had six to a dozen people on my plane wearing Make America Great Again hats. And that's pretty bold up where we are normally. So we'll have to wait and see. John, great to meet you. Thanks for stopping by, and best wishes as you work hard to help our country understand their choices in 2020.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to share the excitement here in Florida.
Absolutely, and let's get you back soon to talk about Venezuela in more depth, because I'd really love to talk a little bit more about that and find out how we can best be of help to Senator Graham, to you, to the president, and ultimately to the people of Venezuela.
Absolutely. Me encantaría. I love that.
All right. It's Kevin McCullough. We've got a lot to get to yet. It's going to be a very busy day. Hope that you're with us for all of it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to tell you that in order to be healthy today, you need to eat 10 platefuls of 31 different fruits and vegetables, how many of you would do it? Show of hands. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're saying, Kev, how can I possibly buy, clean, prepare all 31 fruits and veggies for consumption and then have the time to do anything else? Well, you probably wouldn't. But guess who could get you all of that nutrition into your system today? Much, much easier. That's right. Balance of Nature, because that's the amount of nutrition you get when you take the basic three veggies and three fruits dose of your Balance of Nature capsules. They're just dehydrated vegetables with all of the nutrition included in vegetarian capsules. Tens of thousands of chemical vital nutrients are made when they work together. And right now you can see how good they work, because from now until July 4th, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping for your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, but they're going to give you $10 off any additional set you might get, you know, in case you need some extra or you want to give them to mom or dad or whoever. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com, and use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648. 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say it all.
News about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Indeed, Kevin McCullough really is powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature. And Kevin, along with politics, talks wellness with Dr. Howard. So I figured on this July 4th, how do we stay healthy? Well, we go to a best of Kevin McCullough Radio and Doc Howard, Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature.
Doc, welcome back, by the way. Always good to have you. I'm looking for food late at night. I'm not getting it. And I took a big handful of fruits and veggies, got in bed, drank a big glass of water. I woke up this morning
feeling like I was on top of the world, and it was everything but optimal last night for me to do what we're doing. So again, proudly powered, not only the segment, but Kevin McCullough himself is proudly powered by Fruits and Veggies.
So do you want me to sound surprised? Because I'm not.
Well, yeah, I just know that there's a little man inside of you that just like applauds every time somebody tells you one of these stories. So I want to make your life as happy as possible. Hey, we've been working through this list of 20 things that should be health common sense that are not. Sometimes people don't know. And last time we talked about bacteria and its thing in the body, and we ran out of time before we even really got started on it. So you asked if we could spend a little more time on it. What do we need to know about bacteria, Doc?
Well, it's so important because we're constantly trying to kill it, and we don't always want to kill it. And that's what I talked to. For those of you who didn't hear us last week, we talked about that we're only 10% human cells. That's really a strange thing to say, but we have 10 times. Okay. We're 90. There's 9 times more bacteria cells than human cells. So obviously a human cell is hundreds of times bigger. So therefore we see that part.
Right.
I'm trying to say this. How can I say that better, Kevin? Say that for me.
Well,
I know I'm not saying it.
For the practical application for me is when I go and get the probiotic bacteria. And so if you look on the label, they'll say, you know, billions times particles. And it's like,
yeah.
And I'm assuming that what you're talking about is that in that live culture, there's literally billions, where like human cells would be the size of like several, you know, 100 of those together, or thousands or whatever. But that's what comes to mind when you're telling me what you're saying.
Yeah, we're 10 times more bacteria than human cells. So, and that's exactly right, because they're so small. And you brought me into a subject that I'm going to talk about anyways, is probiotic. People are saying, what's a probiotic? What's a prebiotic? What's a postbiotic? They're all important. But what we need to understand is think of the bacteria on and in us as a garden. And we need to keep that garden fresh and clean. So probiotics are good bacteria. But there's only sometimes 3 or 10 or I don't know, the most I've ever seen is maybe 16 bacteria in one. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of bacteria. And what our job is to keep them in the right place and keep them planted in the right place and doing the right thing. So a prebiotic is what we would do to, you know, prepare the ground for our garden. And a probiotic is the actual bacteria that are pro for us. And postbiotics are actually the foods that we're going to feed it. And what we forget is what the good bacteria actually want is soluble fiber. Fiber is what they live on. So we think the soluble fiber is doing the job, but really more than anything, it's the bacteria working on the soluble fiber, which helps work it through, and we're feeding that bacteria. If we don't have the correct bacteria, we get sick. In fact, did you know the FDA came out and put a big thing out and said, stop using antibacterial soap? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I've seen some studies on that and why it's not necessarily very good.
Well, this was huge. And what people don't realize is that was in 2014. They said, stop using it. You cannot believe some of the things that antibacterial soap can cause. For example, it causes resistance to things. And the reason we believe it does is because it's killing the bacteria that are supposed to be there, which stimulate our own immune system. But for example, it causes allergies. Even the peanut allergies are now questionable if they're being caused so much. We see so many more peanut allergies. Part of that might have been because of the antibacterial soaps we've been using.
Wow.
Even cancers have been associated to it. Thyroid diseases. How many people do you know with thyroid problems? The thyroid hormone isn't regulating properly. It's being disrupted by some of those antibacterial agents in the things we have. Even early puberty, obesity, even cancer, infertility, all of these things can be associated with antibacterial soaps. These antibacterial things that people are always wiping on, then they said, okay, well, we'll stop using the one with the chemical that's causing this problem. It's triclosan. They'll stop using it with the triclosan, and we'll just start using it with alcohol. Well, you're still killing bacteria. You may not have the some of the negative effects of it, but you're still having the negative effects of killing the good bacteria. And so I just want people to understand they're part of us. When you're killing some of those bacteria, you're killing yourself, because we truly work in a synergy with them, and they help us and we help them. And it's very, very important to realize that. Well, let me one other thing is the fruits and veggies, they're part of that prebiotic. They plant the things, they help it go, and the postbiotic, and they feed it. And fiber and spice is very, very important, because it helps feed that bowel, so it keeps that good chemistry going while it's giving you that chemistry of special spices that it help that with blood sugar and cholesterol and some things like that.
Right. Well, and that's the point that I think people, you know, you've opened some eyes in the last few weeks, Doc, when you said that, you know, you're not a subscriber to the germ theory, that it's not about not being exposed to things that may have harmful stuff to us. It's about strengthening the immune system to hold off things that that we don't want being active and alive in us. And this is a perfect counterbalance to that, because if you kill the good bacteria, they're going to help you stay healthy. You're just putting yourself in a more susceptible place to be susceptible to germs, as opposed to dealing from a position of strength, which is what the fruits and veggies help you maintain. That's why it's more important to get that immune system strong, which is why you need to call 1-800-246-8751 and get the best deal possible right now. Doc Howard, thanks so much.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a 2-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my pillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648. 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
I'm Alexander Garrett, producer for Kevin McCullough Radio. And let's throw it back to June 18th. When Kevin McCullough was in Orlando, one last time for Kevin's final thought.
Decision 2020.
America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And this kickoff rally in Orlando is really just the beginning of the coverage for Kevin McCullough Radio. Our intention is to give you unparalleled access to the election all the way through and to keep you motivated, to keep you engaged, to help you understand the issues that are at stake. I want to thank everyone who stopped by and spent some time with us today. And friends, we've got a bunch of the broadcasts that never made air. We're going to put it all together in one behind-the-scenes feature podcast that you're going to be able to hear. But I want to thank Eric and Laura Trump. I want to thank Mike Lindell. I want to thank Corey Lewandowski and Liz Harrington and Emerald Robinson and John Pence and others that were willing to talk to us. Dr. Gina wanted to come by, but she's with us every Monday. Kaylee McEnany wanted to stop in. She's with us every Friday. We're amongst friends, which you don't always, if you're conservative, you don't always feel that way walking the streets of Manhattan. But that's okay. I'm a missionary in a place that's foreign in terms of how I think, so I don't mind that at all. But I do want to focus on something, because in the last few minutes, as has been the case kind of throughout the day today, there are more and more and more people strolling past our broadcast station that are headed into the building, that are headed to the big lawn outside the arena. Dozens and dozens in every crush that are just passing us by. What on earth is constituting, is motivating, is driving 135,000 people to descend on a 20,000 person basketball arena in the center of humid Orlando, Florida tonight? Might it just be that these folks still feel underrepresented in the media? Might it just be that they still feel on the outside looking in? Might it just be that 4 years ago someone said, "Give me a chance and I'll try to show you what I'll do," and 3 years later, that person has fulfilled a lot of those promises? Might it just be that at the end of this very interesting night, that history will be made and that President Trump will be well on his way to being reelected, not by a small margin? I don't know. I can't foresee the future. But I see the energy of the people that have driven hours and hours and flown hours and hours to get here. Friends, the media may be ignoring it, but that doesn't make it not real. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you back in studio tomorrow on Kevin McCullough Radio.